This is a production of Cornell University.
University Assembly Meeting, May 2nd, 2007.
If you hear us from back there, we can talk about it.
There's binders and there's a 10 card with your name on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
First duty is to call the roll. And may we... I don't have a
roll. We have a sign-in sheet, so...
Okay, we have a sign-in sheet, and the sign-in sheet will let the sign-in sheet show that we have 10 members present, which constitutes a quorum. And since we have so much business to cover and lots of interesting things to talk about, let's get going. First of all, are there any late additions to the agenda? Okay, seeing none. Let's move on to approval of minutes. We have four bodies of minutes, January 31st, March 14th, March 28th, April 25th, 2007, to look at. They have been circulated to everyone. There have been corrections made by a couple of members. I checked the website to see. Do I have a motion to approve the 31st of January minutes? Leon Lawrence, the second, seconded by Jules. All in favor? Aye. March 14th minutes. Any questions, corrections? Move to approve. Who moves? Randy. Seconded Leon. All in favor? Everyone unanimous. March 28th minutes. Any corrections, additions? Okay. Who moves? Leon. And sorry, what's yours? Thank you, Amy. Amy Richter, a new member, has and all in favor, unanimous. Motion to approve April 25th. Rodney and Dan is seconding.
No. We have corrections.
Oh, sorry. First, corrections. Corrections to the minutes. Hold on.
Now here it says, posting is saying that.
Which month are you on?
April 25th.
Second page, middle of the page. Says that TAC wanted to give recognition to transportation for the police job is decreasing driving.
I'm sorry, what page? You're on page two?
Yes. And putting more greenery on campus.
You don't want more greenery on campus?
We didn't. Nobody said that. What I said was that I recognize that transportation, not solely TAC, has done a tremendous job of decreasing driving. And the general greening of campus.
Okay, so where is that?
If they planted greenery, that's gravy.
It's also plantations that does the greenery, right?
Right.
Okay, so that's a correction. Does everybody have a note of that?
Could you just give me a better geographic location?
Page two. What line?
Greenery starts at the beginning of the sentence.
Mm-hmm. It was
the eighth line from the bottom.
Yeah.
Eighth line from the bottom. Decreased driving and more greening of the campus.
Yeah, the idea was they have been helpful.
Yeah, I know, but the point is to get the minutes right.
Right.
More greening of the campus.
Not so much planning greenery.
Okay, and then that's all, right? And
what's there's some other ones here.
Yeah.
Page. But some of these were, I don't know how these are supposed to go, but there's some where there's, I don't know if we use pronouns or what, but it's unclear in part of it, where we ask for clarification.
What page are you talking about?
Page one. Two,
okay.
Three, four, five, six.
Okay.
From 1, 2, 3, 4. It's 8th paragraph. Second line of the 8th paragraph. And 6. Says one clarification. If the UA was being asked to approve changes, this would be reference to transport.
If the UA has been asked to approve
changes, because whether they met with TAC or not, by they, that's transport. Yes. Should be TAC is only advisory.
You'll need to be more specific.
I'd like to replace they with transport.
Transportation.
Transportation.
You wanted clarification if it
and
was.
Then, and then late, replace they
approve.
With transport and then it with TAC.
Oh.
If you have a they and it.
If
and
transportation.
One, transportation, swap in for the pronoun they.
Was asked to approve these changes because.
No. Was asked to approve these changes because whether transport met with TAC or not, rather than they met with TAC or not. And also, it is only should be TAC is only advisory group. But just the pronouns, you can't tell what's going on here.
Yeah. So, Dan, what I suggested, I suggest to everybody, is some of us went through most of all of these, and we need to check. Obviously, we're more interested in knowing whether our own words were represented correctly. But we need to check, each of us, if we're concerned about these things, that we look at the at what we had to say in the minute and make corrections to the to send corrections to the office. So we've gotten through three batches of minutes. There are probably more things you have in mind of that sort in here.
Yeah.
And what I'd suggest is that we can we approve pending minor corrections by Dan Brown, and just let you submit those corrections. I'd appreciate that because it's taken a long time for us to go through and get the exact transcription of these things. I think it's very important we have accurate minutes, but I think it's also important that we have the time to do the other ones. Is that all right with you? Okay. So if we have enough trust in the body, we'll approve these pending corrections submitted by Dan. Do you have any corrections? Okay. Any other corrections? Okay, fine. Do I have a motion to approve these pending corrections by Dan Brown?
So moved.
Okay. Leon moves. Rodney seconds. All in favor? Opposed? Okay. Terrific. So move on to the next bit of business, which is executive session, all public. Is there any public here? Fine. We want to welcome new members. There we are. And distribute binders. Your binders for you new members are available in the back. As you can tell, we take the process proceedings really seriously. The UA is the sort of governing body in the university. And for a period of time, it had. I'm proposing it because I'm the liaison to the Code and Judicial Committee, whereas the University Assembly Charter. I won't read the whole thing. You can read it yourself, but it can be appended to your the minutes as it is now. Please read it through, and when you have read it through, I'll ask if there are any questions. UAR.2 resolution to appoint new members to the hearing and review boards. Oh, sorry. Where is that?
That's resolution one.
Oh, resolution UA resolution R.1 resolution to increase size of student membership in the hearing and review board. Presented on Wednesday, May 2nd.
I'd like to make one change. It can't be resolution number one. We've already passed.
This is resolutions for the new assembly.
New assembly.
Oh.
Okay. Do I have any questions about the resolution before we move it? Okay. Do I hear a motion to move this resolution, Leon?
Yes.
Second. Randy. David. Rosen. Okay. Any questions or any discussion, debate? Seeing no debate, I'll move to a vote. All in favor of accepting the resolution as written? Let the record show. Any against? Opposed? No opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. It passes unanimously. Resolution number two. To appoint new members to the hearing and review boards. Can we read through that? Any questions about this resolution?
Yes.
These are two your appointments.
Well, the ones, CJ, at the bottom, the student appointments are 2009, except for A. Gregory, who's 2008. On the...
class of 2008, is that why?
He is, and we also needed, they're staggered two-year, they're staggered two-year appointments, and so we needed one more for 2008, and he is graduating 2008, so it seemed most appropriate. The others are all 2009.
Point of order.
Sorry. I just look at Gregory and I think he. I'm sorry, but there's also a boy named Sue. I know.
Yeah. As far as we know, is it correct that like none of these students are on like academic
probation? Yes, that's true. Right? We had a clearance
that
of that.
That they all are.
Yes.
They are. There are. We had that item was discussed by the Codes and Judicial Committee, and we have able to initiate a way of finding whether people applying for review board hearing and review board are currently in the system, and it turns out they are not.
You are sure that all the people for the 2009 are not class of 2008?
We are.
Not necessarily.
I think one of the names might be
if there, we do. Should I respond on this?
Please respond.
Okay. If they are class of 08, mm-hmm. we do keep track of that in a separate field, and it just means that their position becomes vacant at the end of next year if they don't become a graduate student.
Okay.
Any other questions? Do I hear a motion to accept this? Rodney, a second. Steve Matthews. Any debate? Yes.
If after something should happen academically, that is, or whatever.
Right.
Then there's a procedure for that to be looked into, and possibly someone will be dismissed from.
Yeah, Ari.
Well, the university assembly has the power to remove somebody.
But
from
how would we know?
Well, I can tell you that because the Codes and Judicial Committee, who processes these, has the university has the judicial administrator as one of its ad hoc members, and in fact, in the past, a situation arose where somebody actually was on it who was in the process of a hearing, and that was brought to the attention of the Codes and Judicial Committee. Somehow, I think it was worked out in this, and that initiated our interest in finding a way of clearing people who are currently involved. So I expect that the next step would be, should somebody become involved on that would immediately be passed on to the Codes and Judicial Committee and possibly to the certainly to the UA, depending upon the nature of the violation and what role the person had in the violation.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, all those in favor of accepting? Any opposed? Okay, this passes unanimously. The next resolution is R3, resolution approving the extension of the appointment of the judicial administrator. And I want to read this one. Whereas Article 4, Section 2 of the Assembly's Charter states that the term of office for the judicial administrator shall be 2 years, effective July 1st, upon the recommendation of the President and with the concurrence of the UA, this appointment may be extended for additional terms. And whereas the President of the University has recommended that the appointment of the current judicial administrator be extended for another term of 2 years, effective July 1st, 2007, be it therefore resolved that the University Assembly concurs with the President's recommendation to extend the appointment of the current judicial administrator for an additional term, be it further resolved that the copy of this resolution be transmitted to the Office of the President. So any questions about this? Yes.
Yeah, I'd like to offer the possibility that the term would be extended to 5 years or extended. if we have that power. And I request that because that would make the judicial administrator even more than
The current charter does not permit us to extend beyond 2 years because the term of the judicial administrator is 2 years, and terms cannot be extended for more than the 2 year period if we were to read the charter in those ways. You have to act upon a recommendation from the president. The president has to recommend whatever term. In fact, initially this was a recommendation to extend for 1 year from the president's office. And the initial recommendation of 1 year was made prior to the co-judicial and UA's report to the president. And the president, in his letter recommending a 1 year extension, said that because currently the code was being discussed in the UA, he didn't feel it was prudent or responsible of him to extend 2 years, because part of the decision being made by the UA was whether or not the judicial administrator would continue in the office of judicial administrator or whether it would be folded into the dean of students office. And when that was conveyed to us I think it was just the executive committee got that letter, is that right?
I don't remember off the top.
Yeah, I could tell you. Did you get a copy of that letter? The executive committee get a copy of that letter from the president's office? Well, anyway, it was conveyed to some people in the assembly's office and onward. A member of the executive committee called the president's office and asked if the president intended to keep with the 1 year, because, in fact, we had recommended that the office continue as is. And the office, the president's office, consulted the president, and the president determined, and in fact he did mean for it to be 2 years, now that the report was in, that we were interested in keeping the judicial administrator's office independent. And so I have an email from the president's office to that effect, that's your bag, where's mine? Here it is. Yeah, where the UA would like to have Mary Beth Grant reappointed to another 2 year term effective July 1st and so forth. Yes?
I'd like to move that we insert Mary Beth Grant's name into the resolution in the first, be it therefore resolved, second line, to extend the appointment of the current judicial administrator, comma, Mary Beth Grant, for an additional term.
A second amendment.
All right. That's an amendment. I could. It's my resolution. I'll accept it as a friendly amendment. Unless there's debate about it. No, there can't be debate if I accept it as a friendly amendment. That's fine, yeah.
Does Mary Beth Grant report to the president?
She reports to the UA and not to the president. She is authorized. Her budget is authorized by the president.
So who does her performance appraisal?
At the beginning of the year,
yeah,
I think the executive committee
got a report
from the judicial committee.
That's right.
Do you guys remember that?
I have an answer to that.
Yes, sure.
She does not really have a boss. I mean, the university assembly, if anything, when there is a complaint brought against her that she might have done something incorrectly, is to refer to the ombudsman to look at. And Mary Beth, as a matter of practice, has compiled an annual report and submitted it to the president and a number of team staff. And her budget comes from the president's office. However, there is no formal reporting relationship per the charter.
So what you as chair received, you received that a copy
yes.
of the report? Okay. Is that confidential? Is that
no,
that we
it is not.
As well?
It's not confidential.
Is it online or?
It is now online. In fact, portions of it are online in the Judicial Administrator's Office site.
When we get it in the fall, we could make it available to the assembly, right? Just get one of our copies, photocopies.
Or if there's a link or something.
Yeah.
One of the things that the new executive, the executive committee may well do is have more formal reporting procedures by the Judicial Administrator. That is, the Code Judicial Committee has an interest in having that happen.
And just one last thing. When Randy mentioned the 5 years, and it's in, you said it's in the charter that it's 2 years.
Yes.
So if the UA wanted to change that, is that possible?
I expect you could. We could vote a change to the charter. That may be on the docket. A charter revision has been something that I looked at the minutes for the past 3 years of the UA. It's fascinating reading. And some of you can look at them. They're available online. But one of the things... Well, that's what we hope. But anyway, one of the things that's popped up here and now and again is revision of the charter to accommodate certain directions and needs. And one of the things that the executive committee could energize us all to do is take that seriously and get somewhere with it in the next year.
That's the approved by the trustees.
Changes to the charter do have to be approved by the president's office, at least. I'm not certain that the trustees have to approve it, but maybe they do. Yeah. Yes?
Here's a question. The judicial administrator's office is in
the floor.
What is the background of the judicial administrator's office? What is the scheme in which
No, I don't know because I've never hired a judicial administrator.
I think they're attorneys.
Oh, they have to be an attorney,
actually.
Yeah, they're the last two.
Yeah.
So they're attorneys in
I'm sorry, what?
The attorneys there?
No, Barb Krause was before.
Barb Krause was for 10 years? Or
No, it wasn't 10 years.
8 years.
But, yeah, and then Mary Beth was recently. They're both lawyers. And they do not necessarily come to town.
Well, yes, it's in the bylaws. It's in the charter, and unfortunately, there's no wireless here, but I had this here set up to answer those questions.
Well,
it's in the charter.
Somebody
how it's
here has a charter. It's Article 4, Section 2.
Oh, by the way, in answer to the question, there are not only a judicial administrator, there's an assistant judicial administrator who is also a lawyer, Linda Foxton. And there are a couple of staff members. And one of the things, once more, I want to probably put in the record about the executive committee needs to work us up to do is deal with the question which we've assumed as our responsibility through the Codes and Judicial Report that was the responsibility the UA has to evaluate the problem of congestion of cases in the Judicial Administrator's Office, which was one of the reasons why the Codes and Judicial Committee 3 or 4 years ago, before the Krause Report, initiated a revision of the code to try and understand ways in which the duties could be either mitigated, or siphoned in different directions to handle this increase in caseload. These are good questions to ask, and I think they're part of the charge next year of the executive committee to bring them before the university assembly so that we can do something serious in that area. It's not just the code; in other words, it's the judicial system that we have to figure out our responsibilities and exercise our responsibilities in. Any other questions? Do you have that information?
Yes, the term of office for the judicial administrator should be 2 years effective July 1. Upon the recommendation of the president and with the concurrence of the UA, this appointment may be extended for additional term.
No, it's how the person is chosen.
Oh, how chosen.
Who is the judicial administrator? It's the first section. Right?
So there should be a paragraph there, and this is like the last... Yeah. Two sentences of it.
Amy has it.
So in the beginning of 4.2, it says UA shall appoint one undergraduate student, one graduate professional student, one faculty member, one employee. There are only two persons appointed by the president. to select two or more candidates for the office of the judicial administrator.
Right. So our responsibility is strong in that area. In a sense, she's an employee of the UA, but she's funded through the president's office.
The judicial administrator shall be appointed by the president with the concurrence of the UA.
And that's the way the reappointment was handled. So, any other debate on this resolution or discussion? Do I hear, has it been moved? Okay, we've got a question. It was moved, right? Yeah. Okay, all those in favor?
With my addition.
With a friendly amendment. Let's see, any opposed? Okay, the unanimous carries unanimously.
That's good, because I can't count that fast.
Whoever is here. So the next, we had a round of applause about that action. That was terrific. Okay. The last. That's it. Are we done with the business?
Yeah. Well, I should say.
Ari wants to make a late addition to the agenda. Yes, Ari.
Well, this is more of a something for everybody to think about over the summer. It's the appointment of liaisons bullet. Not so much appointing liaisons. This.
Where is the appointment of liaisons bullet? Oh, okay. Sorry. Business of the day. We have one more thing. Thank you very much. Appointment of liaisons. This was something that had been discussed and we'd begun to discuss it at a previous meeting in connection with how seriously we were taking our job to have committees. And we already have a Transportation Advisory Council liaison, and the Transportation Advisory Council is beginning to cook. Right. And one of the things that we had proposed was the Campus Planning Committee liaison. I believe we even tentatively proposed when David Kay, wasn't David? Robert Kay.
But he's no longer going to be a UA member, so.
Okay. So I think it'd be useful for us at this point to think about appointing a liaison to the Campus Planning Committee. The body as a whole, and I want to entertain volunteer names. Randy, any other volunteers? Any other thoughts about volunteers? Are you happy to have one? Leon, you'd like to be.
No, I'm second, Randy.
Okay. Just to remind everybody that liaisons, the point of liaisons is to first of all, you'll call the meeting. Now, it's interesting that in the case of campus planning, you're going to find there are a lot of people already on the committee and working monthly, daily, weekly, who knows. And so your call might be coming out of the blue, in the sense that they will wonder, you know, why did they need a call? Because they're already doing something. But according to, you could apprise yourself of the responsibilities of the committee and so forth, and then, you know, assert your influence where you think it's appropriate and best. So that can be as soon as, you know, August, I would assume, if
our
not.
Our
August meeting, yes.
They're actually meeting this month, I think, again. So I'll be happy to follow up.
Very good.
And fill him in.
Well, then I think we could say, in effect, that the meeting has been called, you know, and that he's already a member. Can't we? He's our UA member.
Yeah, I'll follow up with you and fill you in.
Terrific. The reason why it's useful to have this be a part of the general discussion for the UA is that there are other committees, and those new members could take a look at the... different committee areas there are, and think about, you know, should they be interested in being liaisons to those different committees. There's some discussion at the in the UA and at the executive committee about whether or not these committees are still useful or important for us to have something to do with. But I think it's unfair, frankly, of the executive committee to decide that for the entire UA. And in fact, it's not part of our charter to be able to say some committees have to be sloughed off. Right now, according to our charter, we have a responsibility to have a liaison and to call the meetings, whether or not they're doing it themselves or not, whether or not they're doing it themselves. So I think the different UA members can take a look at those committees and decide if they have any interest in doing something with them. Planning, cozy judicial, and transportation are the three that we've got going. Tammy, do you want to add anything to that?
What?
To that about the committees, because you were the one who spent the time working on it.
I don't have anything to add right now.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Maybe in the fall.
Do you have one for health center and the store?
We have the health. We have the health center, but we don't have anybody to serve as a. We have the health. We have the. What is it called?
The Board on University Health?
Yeah.
That one. Let me tell you about it. So I contacted people over at Gannett, and they said because. Let's see, I know at least for 6 years it hasn't met. So they said due to poor attendance and a host of other issues, it was disbanded several years ago by the UA. There are smaller committees dedicated to specific issues that are currently active. So some of those would be the Faculty Senate has a joint one with the Employee Assembly, that's University Benefits Committee, something like that. Then there's a slew of other Gannett health that came up. There's mental health. There's the president's one with alcohol. There's all kinds of other university committees, not university assembly.
Although it would be up to the university assembly to decide what we want to do or not, regardless of even if there were 100 other committees within that.
Right.
It's up to the assembly to make that decision on what we want to do, because it's in the charter.
It is. But there's other things in the charter that were voted on to be removed from the charter, but they're still there for, I'm not sure, whatever reason.
I don't think we ever did vote to remove.
We never voted.
We met at some point religious, whatever the
quite right,
sure. And the store and all, and we had a discussion whether they felt like they needed us and whether we felt that we should do something, but nothing was voted. And then we were going to take a vote on getting rid of the committee on committee, but then decided that that had too many ramifications. We didn't vote.
Another thing too is even if you got rid of the committee, it doesn't remove your responsibility or authority over those areas. It just removes their committee. And you still, the committee's not necessary for the UA to take action in those areas.
That's true. I would agree with you, but I do think that that ideally we would want to work in collaboration with all these different units.
The reason I asked about health and whatnot, I mean, I've heard some students complain to me just as an advisor, and it's a recent column in the paper concerning, you know, privacy procedures and whatnot at Connect. I was just curious, where does somebody go to have those procedures changed? And I guess there's a whole bunch of these committees, but it seems like this was originally created so that, you know, if somebody thought there should be a different protocol, that, you know, they could take it somewhere. I don't know where they take it from.
Okay, let's put it in certain order.
I just don't know.
I know that's a good point, and it's good to have it down because it's worth our thinking about together. Leon, you. Oh, Rodney, okay.
No, go ahead.
Leon.
Yeah, I think the last issue that Gannett came up with, Gannett, when they came here, and Randy, maybe you remember this, is that if a student goes there, Gannett will sign the slip that says they were here, but they will, that's all they will say. And I think the students wanted those slips to say more so they could be maybe dismissed from class or exams or whatever. But Gannett said, no, all we will do is to say that Leon was here at 5:45 p.m. on May 2nd, or what, that's it. But the students wanted more than that, but Gannett said, no, that's what we do. Is that a referendum?
That's right.
There's two forms now. There's one that's actually seen by a doctor. That's what professors require if you're going to
But the professors don't have to know the diagnosis, but that's what I'm saying. All they have to know is the student is there.
And I can tell you, in the course of the Codes and Judicial Committee deliberation about the code, one of the major contributors of a point of view about the code was a person involved in supervisory role in Gannett, who was saying that it's a major problem with issues of honesty and so forth. Not that students are dishonest, but that the problem has been that the need for these particular forms has created a real pressure on Gannett in ways that need to be resolved. They were bringing it up with regard to the code because it had to do with issues of honesty and in whether or not you were sick, in fact, when you were sick, and also issues of whether a student should be required to leave a sick bed, which is quite, debilitating, just to go to Gannett to get an excuse, which could make him even sicker, and then present that to a professor. So, my point in saying this is that these are intersecting issues, and if someone were to, and the Code and Judicial Committee will deal with some portion of that, but it won't deal with questions having to do with the health excuse issue as it affects the Gannett in particular. And so, I think, if some students are interested in this issue, if you understand the way I put it, which wasn't very clear, you could think about being a UA inquirer, a liaison to some kind of committee, or some kind of one of the committees on health, albeit not necessarily the one that the UA has established or disestablished.
When this came up. Before that, this is what initiated the whole discussion on the honor code. It just gets to the fundamental idea of honesty.
Right, right. And that's, Elizabeth.
An alternative is to use the illness, because I thought about that too, and Steve told me to turn this into a might be, if you're in the dorm, to have the RA a test that you do.
No, I mean, I know from the code's judicial side of things that we'll be discussing what are the code implications for this, because it was brought to our attention as a matter for the code, having to do with code honesty, and there's obviously the honor code side of it as well, and then there are suggestions that one could make to through the health committee, I suppose, to that could be fed into this discussion as well. I don't know. It's nice that this is coming up because it shows that what some things that we can Peggy.
I was just going to offer that if there are committees that have been either officially or unofficially or whatever not meeting, and they're by agreement or otherwise years ago, and there is interest in reactivating meetings, maybe it's only once a semester, and there's interest in that. I offer the services of the Office of the Assemblies in terms of helping that process along, and meet with whomever we need to meet within those various departments. We'll go to Gannett, and our office will support a liaison. reactivate committees that have not been functioning if the group feels they want to make that happen. And so that whomever convener may be, we will be glad to help with that.
Ken.
I've already done that with the Cornell Store, URW. I need to do this with...
They did what?
I contacted the heads of those places
right.
to find out why they are they meeting, why aren't they meeting, and what are they doing.
Right.
Which I
right, you communicate to us, yeah.
So, Cornell Store and URW will come and do a presentation to us in the fall, and I can just ask and ask them forward.
That would be great, and it probably should be one of our early meetings. And in the meantime, yeah, and in the meantime, those of you who have an interest in these respective areas or develop it as a result of reading should, you know, contact Peggy, contact others to get some background, and be ready for that.
Do you have to be a point person in the office of the assembly to contact?
Yeah, Liam.
I think those presentations, that's good that they're going to come. But above and beyond that, I think the UA needs to decide what they want to do. Either are you going to have the committee...
Well, and this is why... So, when I talked to Tom Romanek at the Cornell Store, his recollection was, again, due to poor attendance, UA put them on hold.
Yes.
So, and I know where you're coming yes. from, so to keep it short, yes, he has needs for us.
But what I'm saying, even regardless of whether he thinks there's a need or not, we need to decide if there's a need. I don't think it's him or those folks.
But that's why I'm having them come.
Right. And I think we're on the same page.
Okay.
I'm just saying it's
you're arguing with me about the same thing I'm saying.
No, I'm just saying it's the UA's decision, not those folks out of those units.
Oh, no, I know.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
All the other committees came and I wondered if you followed up on them would be public, what was called public safety, which would be a liaison to Cornell Police that existed in
that's
the past.
Me. Yeah.
Pardon?
It's Public Safety Advisory Committee?
Yeah, yes. The old name for Cornell Police is Public Safety.
Right.
And yeah, they're still active. I go, in fact, there was a meeting today.
Oh, okay. Okay, I wasn't aware of that.
So you're
that's not our committee. That's
but in fact, you're a liaison from us to them.
Yes.
So basically, a report from you might be useful in the early stages of the on what they're doing. Codes and Judicial also has a linkage with them because the Assistant Police Chief is on the Codes and Judicial Committee. Yeah. Yeah.
Regarding the campus police, and maybe the others might be aware of this, but they recently have hired, in the process of hiring, 5 new police officers, and they're gonna hire another 5 next academic year, but 5 now and then 5 later. Some of you might be aware of that.
Right.
10 new officers are coming, but they're way under staffed.
Elizabeth.
I'm not sure if the answer to the last meeting, if we don't have a community of liaison to Cornell Diamond, is that correct?
Yeah, Cornell Diamond belongs to Student Assembly. And so it's up to the Student Assembly rep to the UA to give a report. There's faculty positions on that. On that committee.
Because I do, I mean, I have organized it. I mean, they could do a lot more to have healthy food.
Yeah, you would just have to contact Peggy or Ari to find out if they're open.
The student assembly has staffed that
The faculty positions are staffed by the faculty senate.
Okay. Well, if somebody else is doing it,
you can always just email the liaison concerns and stuff too.
What liaison?
Like the faculty members on that committee, like on that's like you know.
The faculty senate.
Yes.
Yeah, and yeah.
I can get you contact information for that.
David.
When the people from Gannett and Campus Floor and so on are going to come to give presentations, do you think they could give us something in writing before so that we might get questions for
Right. We will also have a report by the Transportation Committee probably early on as well, and one would expect planning as well, right? So with that in mind, we're getting close to a 6 o'clock hour. Yes.
Just since I'm going to get that first meeting rolling, if you as TAC and if you as these other committees could have a little bit of the first meeting in August to get things started, since the end of September is going to be late. Once I'll figure out the date, I'll talk to the office and just email you guys.
Something we'll need to do, I don't know if it can be done now or over the summer and fall, is that for Transportation Committee it's going to be necessary. We need to have all the constituent groups reload all those positions in case people are going off and all that sort of thing. So that means we can't really have a committee meeting if there's no committee.
Could I recommend that I think it would probably be easier if the administration representatives from units that the committees are less active for would be the ones to attend the first meeting.
Who's the administration?
Well, Tammy was talking about people from the Cornell store and people from Gannett.
Well, because those are committees who have an office. And so, you know, Tom O'Mantic is the director of the Cornell store. So he's the history and everything behind that. Maybe. Same with, you know, people over at transportation.
Right. I'm clear on that. I'm just saying I think that it would be easier to get them at the beginning of the semester than it would be to get the committees convened right at the beginning of the semester, because you need to give time for basically everybody does their staffing in August or early September.
Okay.
So.
All right. So our next meeting is June.
August
22nd.
There we go.
When does school begin?
No, that's that day before classes start. Classes start the 23rd. So
August 30th?
The next week, right. August 30th.
Okay. So you can't have a meeting the day before classes begin?
Well, you can if you want. I just was
Why can't you?
Well, in theory, some people may not be back yet. In terms of students don't have to be back until the first day of classes.
Are you going to be back? Are you going to be back? Are you going to be back?
Yeah.
So everybody, we know. So I think we should do it on the 22nd so we really get going. And nobody.
That's right.
What's on the, there's a list of it. What's on the list? Isn't there a list of meetings for the upcoming?
The list has a separate list.
Okay, August 22nd. August 22nd makes more sense.
August 22nd, the day before classes begin.
Yep.
Great. That would not be the last.
Because I'm running ad drop at 6:30 in the morning.
All right. Are there people with problems on the 22nd? Would rather have it on the 29th?
I think it might be wise. 29th or 30th, whatever that next
29th,
is.
Yeah.
Because that first week of classes is usually really, really crazy.
But this is before the first week of class.
The day before the first
week. But even the day before the classes start, that whole week right there.
Okay.
I think we should do August 30th, the last Wednesday of the month. That's traditionally when it starts anyway.
29th.
29th.
Going once? Dual. Going twice?
I can't come because we have the American Political Science Association meeting always.
You have American Political Science, it seems to me, every month. No, I'm just joking. Okay. Thank you very much. Do I hear a motion to adjourn? And everybody want to vote for it positively? Yes. I'm unanimously approved.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.